You may know this day that your sins are gone if you'll come to Christ and forsake the wrong. If you will repent from the heart, forgive, do obey, believe him, sinner, look and live. You may have salvation if you will, if you will. You may have salvation if you will, if you will. If you'll turn from sin, give your heart to him. You may have salvation if you will, if you will. You may know just now that you're justified, that you're clean from sin and you're sanctified, and that you can live and his law fulfill. For he says, come sinner, prove me if you will. You may have salvation if you will, if you will. You may have salvation if you will, if you will. If you'll turn from sin, give your heart to him. You may have salvation if you will, if you will. You may come right here in despite of all, if you will give heed to the Master's call. For the promise comes, whosoever will come and drink, salvation waters flowing still. You may have salvation if you will, if you will. You may have salvation if you will, if you will. If you'll turn from sin, give your heart to him. You may have salvation if you will.
A cheerful good morning to all the listeners of this radio station. We're certainly happy to be coming your way with a short gospel message. We hope you will stay tuned to this radio station for the next few minutes, and we hope that by your doing so, your life will be enriched. I'm going to speak now about the word sufficient. The definition of the word sufficient means equal or enough for the needs or demands. Therefore, I would say that sufficient means there's plenty to supply the demand. I wonder how many of you remember how hard it was to buy a pound of butter or even oleo and sometimes shortening such as Crisco or a quart of milk back in the 1940s when World War II was going on. Do you remember that? How many times have you been turned away from the store without making the purchase you went there for because there was not a sufficient amount to supply the demand? There just simply was not enough to go around. You know, when there's a shortage of something, a person feels that he needs it all the more, and he wants it even greater than if there was plenty of it. I remember one time while driving to one of my Sunday morning appointments, I knew that my gas was a little low in the tank, but I was hoping that I would have sufficient to make the trip. Well, I kept watching that gauge, and it sank lower and lower toward the empty mark. Perhaps you could guess the answer. It was some 14 to 16 miles before I reached my destination when, sure enough, I pulled over to the side of the road with an empty tank. There just simply was not a sufficient amount on hand to make the trip. Friends, it's not so serious a matter to run out of butter and milk or even more durable goods in the stores and to have the customers turn and walk away without making their purchase. But I want to tell you today that there's one thing everyone should have a sufficient amount of. That is the grace of God. The voyage upon which you and I are traveling through this world will often lead into dangerous places. We sometimes are in perils, sometimes we're distressed, and other times perplexed, not knowing which way to turn. It is then that we need to find the grace of God sufficient for our particular case. Listen to this scripture from 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, and verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Now, I believe that. I believe when the need grows greater, that God will pour in an additional supply of grace. I do not mean that you're not going to have any problems. I do not mean that troubles are going to stay away from your door. But I believe the more the troubles come, the greater God's grace will be sufficient to meet that need. When God's people, the Israelites, were in the wilderness journeying from Egypt to the Canaan land, they became very unhappy and murmured because they did not have sufficient bread and meat. One morning, when they got up and the dew had been dried from the grass, they noticed a small wafer-like bread scattered throughout the wilderness. This was a thing which God had given them to supply their need. Bread right out of heaven to satisfy the thousands of hungry stomachs of his people. I believe that this has a particular meaning to God's children today. Let me draw a few parallels for you. First, it was not given until it was needed. By this I understand that God's not going to give us the grace to face the burning stake until we need it. God is not going to fit us to stand before a firing squad until we need to. But I am of the opinion that when he lets his children be tried to the very limit, it is then they will find his grace sufficient. The second thing about the manna is this. They were told to gather only what they needed for that day. They were not to gather up enough to supply them for an entire week. You can read about this in the 16th chapter of Exodus. But they were told to gather up just for one day. The 17th and 18th verses says, "And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more, some less, and when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating." You see, they had just enough to supply their needs, no more, no less. Well, some of the more enterprising ones got the idea that they could just gather up enough to last them much longer. They did so. Do you know what happened? The manna that was kept until the second day had worms in it, and it stank. How true it is, friends. God's grace for tomorrow will be sufficient for us when we get there. And yet, when Moses told them to gather up a double portion on the day before the Sabbath, they thought that would be all out of line because they had tried that already. Again, they were mistaken because the manna, which was gathered up to last over the Sabbath, kept fresh and clean and did not spoil. They found it sufficient for their needs. Do you remember what God said to Paul after Paul had prayed so long for God to remove the thorn from his flesh? In 2 Corinthians 12:9, we read this. It says, "And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Again, in Matthew 6:34, we read Jesus' own words, "Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Friends, let me sum it up this way. No doubt tomorrow and the next day we're going to need a new supply of grace, but that is not our problem just now. Our need is for sufficient grace for today. If we overcome each temptation which comes our way today, it will make us much stronger as we face the needs of tomorrow. But above other things, we must realize that it is God only which can fit us for the temptations of tomorrow. Listen to this verse from 2 Corinthians 3:5. "Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God." Here's a poem entitled, "My Prayer." "Give me courage, Lord, I pray, to take me safely through the day, strength to help me battle strife, surmount the trials and storms of life, tolerance toward all others, to remember all our sisters, brothers. Renew my joy in simple things, that perfect contentment each day brings, And all things great and small, we know, dear Lord, Thou made them all. All things beautiful and bright, the sun's warm glow, the moon's pale light, You clothe the lily of the field, give the harvest sumptuous yield, Thy wondrous blessing around us lies, each new day to greet our eyes. I'm grateful. Help me to know that Thou, dear Lord, has made it so. Teach me humility, I pray, and as I go upon life's way, may I enjoy Thy gifts with glad heart and free, and daily remember that Thou died for me. Select by Sybil Goldsberry. Let us pray. Our Father, our hearts are filled with gratitude when we remember that You have a supply of grace sufficient to meet all of our needs. First, we believe Your grace is sufficient to save every sinner that will come to repentance. Next, we believe Your grace is sufficient to keep every saint under the most trying circumstances of life. And then we're glad that Your power is sufficient to heal sick bodies, to restore the backslider, and to give us an abundant entrance into the everlasting kingdom of the Lord. Help us to continually humble ourselves in Thy hands that we may find Your grace sufficient for every need. And to Thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen.
There was a time I traveled a lonely, sinful road, beneath a heavy burden bending low. But now all things are different, for Jesus took my load.
It's all right now.
It's all right now, I'm His, I know.
It's all right now.
It's all right now, for I am in my Savior's care.
It's all right now.
It's all right now, my Savior hears and answers prayer.
He'll walk with me.
He'll walk beside me till I reach the mansion's fair.
And everything.
And everything is all right now. No more in sin I wander, no more in darkness roam. The Lord has placed my feet on higher ground. Each day new heights I'm gaining, my soul is near.
This message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Until next Sunday, this same time, this same station, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be with each of you. A cheerful goodbye.
Here's an answer's prayer.
Walk with me.
He'll walk beside me till I reach those mansions fair.
And everything
is all right now.